You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Brian Hennessy, founder and creative director at Thread, a writing studio that specializes in narrative-led branding and product development, verbal identity, content marketing, and copywriting. Brian, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome. So how do you define verbal identity, and why is it so important for the brands you work with, and how is it this tied to their stories or narratives to kick things off?
Yeah, verbal identity is something that is usually hidden from most people, but it's when it comes to storytelling, it's incredibly important. And what I tell my clients is, instead of thinking about yourself as a company that creates products, picture yourself as a magazine, and magazines have what they call an editorial point of view. And what that is it's, so for instance, as an example, Cigar Aficionado is about cigars, but it's actually not about cigars. If you page through Cigar Aficionado, it's all about the fact that power, that cigars represent power and status and wealth. And so you would think that Cigar Aficionado is about cigars, but it's actually about power and wealth and status and how a cigar represents that. And I could easily launch, probably not easily, but I could launch a magazine called Cigars and the Dirtbag in Life, about freedom and creativity and life, jumping trains and playing guitar. That magazine is ostensibly about cigars, but it's actually about freedom and creativity. So what I tell my clients is marketing is about the stories you tell about your products. Your verbal identity is the story you make your products about.
And why is it difficult for a brand to truly understand its own story? Why is it so hard to articulate this?
Well, when we approach story, instead of approaching story as a storyteller to begin with, you know, as we studied story, we realized there are a lot of different ways to use story. And so, you know, there's the storyteller, there are novelists, but there are also anthropologists. They use story, but they're not storytellers, they're story listeners. They reach back through time and study culture stories and figure out what was important to ancient cultures. And psychologists also use story a lot, and that's the thing that that we gravitate towards most is a psychologist and how they use story. So when you come to a psychologist's office, they sit you down on a couch and they'll ask you questions. And what they're doing is they're trying to elicit stories from you. They say, you know, how's your mom? How's your dad? What's going on at work? And you tell them stories. And what they know is that inside every story is a belief. So if you tell them a story about, you know, the fact that you climb mountains and jump out of airplanes, that probably means that you have a belief buried inside you that says that only those who really risk really live. And if you don't have that belief, you're not going to jump out of airplanes. If you have another belief like only those who really love really live, that means you're going to stay at home, you're going to take care of your family, and you're not going to do risky things because you really want, you love your family, you want to take care of them. So like a psychologist, the thing about the reason why you go to a psychologist is because those beliefs are hidden from you. And so what we have to do is we have to act like a psychologist. We come in, we ask brands questions, we look at their consumers, and we find out what it is that they believe, and then we create a narrative and a verbal identity around that belief, and oftentimes that belief is hidden from them. They know that they make computers, but they don't know why they make computers. Or they make, you know, tennis shoes, but they don't know why they make tennis shoes. And we figure out why they make tennis shoes and help them frame that so that they can talk about it over and over again, just like Cigar Aficionado or a magazine.
Quite interesting there. And how does exceptional storytelling boost brand loyalty among consumers? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah, the thing about storytelling is it gets back to that what we know is that there's a belief inside every story. And so, for instance, you know, Patagonia, they have a belief that if you love the outdoors, you want to take care of the outdoors too. It's about sustainability. Apple has a belief that the more simple and human-friendly we make technology, the more powerful it will become. So inside every great brand is a belief. And what most companies, the place where most companies make a mistake is they think about their unique selling proposition or their value proposition or what it is. They're thinking about, this is, you know, we have a faster hard drive or better cushioning in our shoe or a new way to lower the costs of X. But when it comes to creating tribes or cultures, which is what a brand is, it's a culture, cultures gravitate towards worldviews. And so, for instance, if you want to sell things to people, you talk about your unique selling proposition. But if you want to gather a culture around you, you want to talk about your worldview and what worldview your product represents.
Today we are joined by Brian Hennessy, founder and creative director at Thread, a writing studio that specializes in narrative-led branding and product development, verbal identity, content marketing, and copywriting here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Brian, what guidance do you have for the brands and creative stakeholders listening to this?
Well, you know, that's instead of thinking about storytelling, the one thing you want to do first is think about the story you're living. What is that? What is it you're doing in the world? And brands like Patagonia, Uber, Airbnb, and Google, if you think about them, they don't actually even advertise very much. They advertise some, but it's not about advertising. It's not about marketing necessarily. It's about knowing what it is you're doing in the world, knowing what your belief is and knowing what your value is to consumers and then living that story. And if you stick to it and live that story, you don't have to tell that story as much. And so when you look, you know, the way I think of it is a brand is like a 40-year-long movie. And if I'm a director of that movie, if I'm a director of a movie, I pick everything that goes into a movie, every color of every wall, every outfit, every piece, every choice is a choice that forwards the story. And a brand can be like that too. Every choice, every couch in your entryway, every thing that you do, your retail space, it is all a piece of a long story that helps forward the idea that you have. Maybe it's, power is actually simplicity, or fast food is actually about values and supporting local agriculture. Whatever that is that you believe, every part of your brand can help forward that story, or it can't.
That certainly makes a lot of sense with that example right there. Lastly, as a business owner, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs trying to grow a business in all these regards?
Yeah, what I found in the 7 years of growing Thread is that at first I started out like everybody doing something that I was pretty good at. I was a writer, so I was a pretty good, I got a lot of business, so I became a writing studio. And there's a great line from a famous screenwriter named Paddy Chayefsky, and he said, it takes about a third of the way, or it's about a third of the way through writing a story when he realizes what that story is actually about. And I find that rings really true with business as well. About a third of the way through doing a lot of writing for clients, I realized that Thread wasn't about writing. It was actually about creating meaning. And once I figured that out, we actually started doing lots of different things. Instead of just writing and doing marketing and, you know, headlines and videos, we started consulting with product groups and creating more meaningful products. And then what I realized is that everything about a brand is about meaning. It's about bringing more meaning. And the more meaning you provide to consumers, the more they gather around, the more loyal they become, the more loyal your employees become. So about a third of the way through, instead of being about writing, my company became about meaning and creating meaning. And now we can help brands on lots of different fronts. And so instead of just writing, we do consulting to product groups. We do consulting to we do employer brand consulting to human resource groups. We're actually launching software to help brands create more consistent, meaningful stories all over the place. Once we realized that, we stood out. When we talked to clients, we sound very different. We do a very different thing than all other marketing companies. And so we've kind of created a little niche for ourselves where we're the only player. And it's really made all the difference for us. Knowing what our story was and living it helped us stand out and also helps us understand what to do and what not to do every day here at Thread.
Brian, it certainly has been good to have had you. You're doing a fabulous job, and folks, we do recommend that you do visit his website, which I was about to ask you, where can listeners go and get more information, and what's the best way to be in contact?
Yeah, we can be reached at Thread Creative. Go check that out. You can take a look at our work, and or you can email at info@threadcreative.com.
Well, very good, Brian. We thank you for joining us here today out of Portland, Oregon, and wish you all the best and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Brian Hennessy, founder and creative director at Thread, a writing studio that specializes in narrative-led branding and product development, verbal identity, content marketing, and copywriting. And for more information, visit threadcreative.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.